5:15, I'd like to call this meeting to order. I believe everybody got a copy of the minutes. Motion to approve.
Second.
Second. So, all of it there?
Aye.
All right, so move. Send them out. Okay, we have 5 resolutions to look at. First one is, Resolution 327, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute agreements with the City of New York and various towns for the purchase and demolition of homes sentenced during the Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm of the Department of Emergency Communication, Emergency Management. Discussion? Anybody have any discussion?
It seems like a, you know, good program and just moving on.
Okay.
That's right.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Carried.
Is this the one that guy from the Morrison keeps coming out to meetings about? Is this really, is that related?
I don't think so. I think he's related to what's going on with New York City, not the watershed, but the tunnel, where they tunnel water down and water
coming up through the ground.
Water damage.
Yeah.
And it's not related to these particular
things. His was with Katrina, wasn't it?
No, his, they have a,
they have their aqueducts that run underneath these homes, and they're cracking, and the water's coming through, and now it's coming right up into the basements.
Yeah. And I think that affected 40, 50 houses on that 494.
Quite a number. Yeah. But I thought Senator Bonasek was getting money for that, too.
I believe it's a done deal, but I believe some people are holding out because they don't get a fair market. I think that's what his record is.
That's
good. Right.
So, but that's a good thing.
That one works.
All right, moving right along. Next one. Resolution 328, authorizing the filing of an application for a state grant in aid for municipal waste reduction and or recycling projects, and authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to sign any associated state contract under the appropriations, the appropriate laws of New York State Department of Environmental, Department of Environment. Motion to discuss.
I'll move it.
1 second. Discussion. No discussion.
It's not a specific grant, it's just authorizing the filing.
Yeah.
And that's why it says TEA.
Right.
I have a question now. Why is it here in front of us?
That's a good question, also.
Oh, it says it's gone before 2 of the committees, too.
Yeah, but what would the Department of Public Works have to do with it?
I don't know what it will go through finance, but it's going through finance.
Okay.
Do you know what the grant is? Because it doesn't really specify. You know, you're flying blind a little bit here.
Yeah. There, it's to purchase chippers and boom trucks because they're expecting a lot of and all that.
This is the actual filing for the grant, not the purchasing of equipment.
Right, but that's what the grant is.
That's what the grants are for.
Right.
So why would it say that in the resolution?
This is just that they're
to approve for the file, so you can file for the grant.
Yeah, I think it's a few more pages.
And truth, I don't think you need it to come before us, but out of courtesy, they were sent to us.
Am I missing something, too? I'm sorry to interrupt if I am. Is this supposed to be resolved here, and I don't see it? I don't have my glasses on.
Be it resolved last time.
And therefore, be resolved by the legislature of the county.
Right here. No, I'm good. I'm not used to it being four or five words over.
Okay. Well, yeah. Any other discussion? All of you there?
Aye.
Is that next one? 339. I can see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, resolution number 339. Approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county. And this is on Safeco. They have like, 18 elevators. Well, I don't know where those 18 elevators are.
The Safeco?
Well, that's what it says in the resolution. I think they look at 18. We have 18 elevators?
That's the next one, I believe.
No, she's... Oh, that's Taylor Recycling. Oh, wait a minute. No. I'm right.
339.
Call on. Say so long. Right.
Jumping ahead.
I'm sorry, I am. That's for monitoring the buildings.
Right,
not
for the...
Yeah, now I'm thinking... Guys, I'm jumping ahead on it. Sorry about that. Please forgive me.
I'll move it if we didn't.
Yeah. How many buildings... We got, Well, it says, I was reading before. Let's see it. We're here. Look at this. This is the monitoring. It just says, unmanaged monitoring and repair for all county buildings that have safe code alarms. So it really doesn't say the number, but I'm assuming that's quite significant. Yeah, how many buildings do we own?
Well, it's kind of like a service contract, so I mean, realistically, if, you know, it's like if you have a service contract through Sears with like your washer and dryer or your other appliances, and there's a part that they can't find or to fix the pre-existing unit, you get a new one, so I don't know if it's...
Well, this is for monitoring. This is for monitoring. This is, right, this is somebody breaks into a building, they notify the police, and they call...
What I'm saying, the way that the county would make out on this is if, like, one of these older units fails or something and they can't replace it, then we would get a brand new alarm out of it.
I don't know. Well, I haven't seen the county. That doesn't necessarily hold true, but...
Well, I can read this, and it does say a 4-year agreement to provide alarm maintenance, monitoring, and repairs for all county buildings.
Right. So if something fails, they have to make good on it. So, the way that the county makes out is if it fails, I guess, then, because then they're getting our money from the contract.
They own the equipment, don't they? That's their own equipment.
Oh, Safeco owns it, yeah.
So...
They can also for monitoring, like, mechanical equipment. Like, if they, if there's a problem with the air conditioning, the monitoring will pull buildings around, so that way they can...
I know that they could do that over at the BRC. I didn't know they could do that at other buildings.
Yeah. And there's also some, the quarry, like the doors, the gates.
Yeah.
So 339 is not the elevators, but 340 is.
340, yeah, I jumped the gun.
Yeah. Okay,
jumped the gun on that. That's right.
Did we move it in second?
We've already moved it, right?
Okay.
I'll do it again. Let's move it again. 339. So we know it's done. Kevin. Move it.
I'll move it. Second.
And we moved it. Second. Okay.
Okay.
Any no's?
Yes.
Aye.
Okay. Aye. All right, Randy. Let's go to four. Now we go to the elevators. These things, I'll tell you the truth, the elevators drive me nuts. They really do drive me absolutely nuts. I'm in an elevator up in the castle. I go from the first floor to the second floor, to the ninth floor within a matter of 4 seconds, 5 seconds. I can't go from the first floor to the second floor in less than 25 seconds. It's the slowest elevator I've ever been on in my life. it is what it is. All right. Resolution 340, approving the execution of the contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county to Cohen Incorporated, Department of Public Works, which sent us. I'd like to make a motion. Any purpose of discussion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
That's soon enough, in my opinion.
You don't need elevators. That's what they're saying. I don't know where the 18 elevators are, but they're saying 18 elevators. We have two here. We have...
Yeah, one is the Department of Public Works.
That's great.
There's DFS has a lot of elevators.
How?
I don't know.
Then I don't go to the same floor.
The basement,
yeah. On the floor.
It's the basement. There's glasses on them.
If you hold up on the floor. Okay.
It might be for handicapped as well.
Yeah,
that's
for earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think
they can't.
Anyway,
all right. Dave would know better.
I'll
do
him
the best I can. Okay, so there's 18. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Aye. And then we have our last, but not least, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 introduced by the county to Taylor Recycling. So the LLC Emergency Management, do we want to make a motion to this discussion?
No, I think this is a good use of Taylor. When I saw Taylor, I was at first thinking we were kind of jumping ahead and making a solid waste, long-term solid waste agreement with them. And but no, it's just for construction and demolition, that's a really ideal contract.
You want to move it?
I will move it.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
And all those opposed? Passed. Let's see. Okay, does anyone want to talk about anything else? I know it's Friday. I don't know if people want to get out.
And just a little bit of an issue, and we don't want to really discuss this tonight, but, you know, I had suggested about an interest in seeing green meat, and I think that consideration of the harvesting more natural gas, and that promotes fracking, and it includes, you know, more combustion. So I just would be cautious if that's going to be through Public Works. We kind of get that message on. It's not in front of us right now, so I'm not sure the mechanism.
I just have one quick comment. A friend of mine who lives on Orchard Drive or Street in the town of Flatick Hill, and he said the road crew did once again a fine job doing the drainage ditches. He wants to relay that to him. Yes.
The other thing that was called to my attention is Route 32 down the road from Dale. Over this roadway. This doesn't seem to be a big impact to me, but the concern that was brought to me is that they started to work on it and then they came to the stop. So once they start, you gotta, you know, for it to finish the test. There is a very long line for traffic. Very efficient light system there, and it just means that you have to pause for a few seconds, you know, a minute,
to let a line go by, and then you go by, but I'm just going to...
32.
Yeah, I noticed that too, man, and I thought it was odd. It seemed like there was no structure on it. It was just like an empty hole in the bridge overpass.
The overpass.
Yeah. It might even be dangerous. Oh, yeah. 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 Like a road. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I see. Thank you. Appreciate it. That was great. Are there any discussion, comments, remarks?
I'll make a motion to adjourn, if you don't mind.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all for coming on this wonderful Friday afternoon. That was brief. It didn't hurt anybody.
No.